Listen to that. That's the good stuff. All right. 640 News Radio 92.3.
We're a good gentleman.
That's right. Devan Cook is the Santa Rosa County Administrator. He joins us, and great gentleman, that's right. Joins us every Tuesday after the committee meeting on Monday, before the Thursday meeting, if you can put these things in your head. Devan, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. So first question I have for you is, you know, Commissioner Eddington, this is not a new thing, but he did yesterday say that he was hoping for support from the rest of the commission to look for a PD&E, a design study, basically, to figure out what to do about the Navarre Beach Causeway, that bridge, and where the new bridge will go and what it'll cost and how we're going to pay for it and all of that stuff. Where are we in this process, and what's it going to take to get that bridge started?
Well, we are. His request to do a PD&E study, and if we get the board's approval to do that, that's really the first step. One of the reasons that that's critical is, A, it gives us a lot of information that will be helpful in some major decisions on a new bridge, but B, a PD&E study also helps us qualify for state and federal funds that we could use for the construction of the bridge. So this is really the first step moving forward with a new bridge from Navarre Beach.
How committed? I mean, it seems to me like there's a fairly strong sentiment that you just take 87 and go south across the water, and so you create an entirely new landing, an entirely new location, you know, and you know, so you now separate Navarre Beach into, you know, residences west and sort of businesses and fun stuff east of there. But is that the consensus, or we still don't know that's what a PD&E would tell us?
That's what the PD&E would tell us. There is a lot of interest in using that particular route, but that would be what the PD&E would tell us, and that would tell us what, you know, cost differences would be for different locations. So that those are the kinds of things that a PD&E study would give the board that information, so a final decision could be made down the road somewhere.
And that would include all kinds, you know, overall cost, how to fund it, if a toll, how much of a toll, all of that kind of stuff, right?
Correct.
All right. Well, we'll look forward to that conversation. Also, one of the things that came up is there's this parcel of land in the Tiger Point Golf Course, the not used part anymore, that Colton Wright is talking about acquiring. And I've talked with him a little bit about this. What is your understanding of what is the purpose of acquiring that land? Is it, it's not for just conservation, right? It's also maybe an access point to get out to the water through some of the other land in that area. Is that right?
Well, at least access to the water, potentially some recreation facilities, some amenities that, you know, the residents down in the south end could use. So, you know, we've had some general discussions about what could be done with that property, but the first step is to get an appraisal. Anytime the county buys property, that's generally the first step, is have an appraisal done. So that's what he's asking that the board approve, is just an appraisal for the property to see, you know, what the true value is, what the board might be willing to pay, and then move forward from there.
All right, very good. You also, speaking of property acquisition, we are doing something that we rarely do, which is an eminent domain. But the eminent domain is not taking the underlying property. It's just taking the easement in order to, what, run some of the pipes for the Eglin Effluent Project. Is that right?
That's correct. And I can't recall that we've ever done that. I'm not saying we haven't, but that's something that our board over the years has been very reluctant to use eminent domain for purposes of taking any property, and that's not what's happening now. We just need some easements to run some of the lines for the RIBS project, the effluent disposal project for the effluent off Navarre Beach, and then, of course, we're partnering with Holly Navarre Water System so they could use the system as well. So this will just be some easements for running pipe to complete that project.
And I thought it was an interesting note yesterday. I think it was Sam Parker who made the comment that the former county attorney was never willing to do this, Tom Danheiser, and certainly having him as a judge is kind of a nice thing because he certainly understands this law really well, has found a way to do this. And I think of this as the least invasive version, right? You don't have to take the property. You can just pay for the easement and then work it that way, which makes sense to me. Last thing I wanted to ask you about, Devan, is I talked with Lisa Newell from the Gulf Breeze News about this last week, and I guess we've built the one athletic court, you know, the exercise equipment court at Tiger Point. There's two more that we're thinking about doing or working on doing or going to do, and one is in Allentown and one is in Navarre at the youth sports complex. And I think, is there also one in Chemukla and Pace? Is that right? Is there also one already there?
The first one that was built is at the, we call it the Chemukla Community Center. It's actually on Chemukla Highway in the Pace area.
That's just past area. 5 points, right on the right-hand side as you're going north?
Correct. There okay. at the baseball and softball right. field there. And that was the first one. And so the Tiger Point was the second one. Excuse me. And after that one was put in, we had a request from citizens in two other areas to look at putting these in. So that's what we're looking into now, or the possibility of getting additional grants. Those were put in with some county money and grant money, and that's what the next two would be, how they would be designed and built.
Take this as a friendly question, but when I drive past the one at Chemukla and when I see the one down at Community Maritime Park, which obviously Pensacola, it's different, but it's the same. What I notice is that they look beautiful and I never see anybody using them. Same thing for the Bayview Park one. I, you know, at best I might see kids playing on it, but my perception is that these are the kind of thing that very few people actually use. And so if we're spending, what, $100,000, you know, after you take off the grant, it just seems like a lot of money for something that in the end isn't going to really get a lot of use. But convince me I'm wrong or tell me how I'm wrong.
Well, I understand the concern of limited use. I've certainly seen that at the one in Pace, but this is part of a national fitness campaign that they're encouraging people to get out more. I do think we're going to see a lot more use at the Tiger Point facility because there are lots of people that go to that park for the purpose of exercise. And, you know, the hope is that this will be something that will get people outdoors more and get citizens involved with physical fitness and participate in this campaign. So, you know, that's the goal, is to put amenities out there that people can and will use for physical fitness.
Okay. Well, you know, I'm wrong. I would love to be wrong because I'd hate to think that we're spending money on something that people don't use. Maybe what we need is, you know, monkey bars and jungle gyms and stuff like that. I don't know. But that was just my observation, and I wanted to ask and get kind of – and, again, the fact that it's coming with some kind of a national push, I understand that argument as well. But, and again, I do hope I'm wrong, and I hope people use them, and I hope they love them. It just hasn't been what I have seen personally. Devan Cook, he's a Santa Rosa County administrator. Devan, we look forward to the meeting on Thursday. The Thursday meeting is going to be back in Tiger Point, or the Thursday meeting is in the regular offices?
The Thursday meeting will be in the boardroom in Milton.
In Milton, okay, back in Milton. Okay.
We generally have the committee meeting at Tiger Point, so the regular meeting will be in Milton at the boardroom.
Very good, and that's Thursday morning. Devan, again, as always, thank you for the time, sir. Thanks for the good information. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Andrew. Have a good day.